whether you've been running for a week, whether you've been running for a decade, whether you've been running for a lifetime, and whatever type of distances you run and race, variety is important, and it's going to be good for you, for your health, for your performance, for everything. Episode 439 of Diz Runs Radio is a quick tip episode. Today's quick tip: know the purpose of your workout. Hey guys, real quick before we dive into today's quick tip episode, just want to let you know something that I don't talk about very often, and maybe I should mention this a little bit more frequently. But one of the coaching services that I offer is a consultation call, and I hope you know by now that I'm always willing to help. I love helping out. You know, I try to answer emails or social media questions or whatever it is. I'm always happy to help out. But there are times when the way that I can help out the most requires a phone call, requires getting on the phone and chatting for 15, 20, 30 minutes, whatever the case may be, where I can ask a couple questions and you can give me a couple answers. And then based on your answers, I can ask a couple more questions. And that type of back and forth via email would take, a couple of weeks, or social media would take a couple of weeks to get back and forth and back and forth and back and forth until we finally, hopefully help to get to a conclusion and a resolution that'll help you with whatever situation you're dealing with. And when that's the type of situation that you have, when you have one of those type of questions or hurdles or things like that, that you're struggling with, and you want a real personalized, customized answer, not just some kind of cookie cutter, something that maybe is, maybe fits, but is kind of generic as well. That's what a consultation call is for. So if you head over to dizruns.com/consultation, you can also link to it from the coaching page, you can schedule a call. It's $20. And like I said, it's 15, 20, 30 minutes, whatever we need to do to address the situation and get you on, pointed on the right track. So whether it's an injury issue, whether it's a training issue, whether it's trying to develop race strategy for a race that you've got coming up, whatever it is, if it's something that I can help you with and maybe needs a little bit more than just a quick email or a quick tweet, the consultation calls are there. So dizruns.com/consultation, and let me know what I can do to help. So today I want to dive into, a topic that doesn't get discussed that often. I've seen it discussed here and there in various running places, the message boards and the different running websites and blogs and things of that nature. But it's knowing the purpose of the workout that you're doing. I think that there's times that I'm guilty of this, and so I'm going to assume that maybe some of you are guilty of this as well, where you're just kind of doing the workout, but you don't necessarily know why. Now, of course, I know why. But back in the day when I was first getting into running, when I'd been running for a couple of years and kind of thought I maybe knew what I was doing, but maybe, didn't know the intricacies and the ins and outs like I do now. You're just like, well, why? Why do an easy run? Why do an easy 3 miles? Like, that's a waste of time. Either run it hard or don't run. Like, that was kind of my attitude back then. And maybe that might be your attitude now as well. So, contrary to what I believed, there actually is a very real purpose for those easy miles. And as we're going to go through today, I want to talk about, kind of four different types of workouts and why each of them are important, and why no matter what distances you train for, whatever races you run, wherever you are on the running spectrum, run walker, ultra marathoner, everything and anything in between, brand new to seasoned vet, you should really be doing each of these types of workouts on a consistent basis. Now, maybe you won't do every one every week, but there needs to be a regular, consistent pattern to your training that involves each of these type of workouts to really help you to improve, to really help you to make the progress that you're probably, that most of you at least, are trying to make towards whatever goals that you might have. So it's important to know, I think at least, it's important to know the purposes of each workout, because when you know the purpose, it's a little easier to stick to it. Like I said earlier, there was a time in my life when I thought an easy 3 or 4 miles was a waste of time. There was no benefit to it. Now that I know the benefit, now that I know the purpose that an easy run has, you better believe that when I'm supposed to do an easy run, I keep the pace nice and easy, just kind of cruise, enjoy myself, get my 3, 4, 5, 6 miles, whatever it's supposed to be in, and shut it down. I have no desire to push the pace, no desire to skip the run, because I know what the purpose it has. So that's kind of the genesis of this episode today. And hopefully that's not something that you're dealing with, but I have a sneaking suspicion that there's more than a few people that maybe wonder sometimes or scratch their heads, like, why does my training plan have an easy run on it? Like, I can handle three easy miles is no big deal, or whatever the case may be. So that's what we're going to get into today. And you know, the one thing that I want to say before we really dive into each of the different components is, you know, in case you're wondering what the benefit is or why it's important to have these different types of workouts, you know, it's just like when it comes to your diet, where a variety, you know, variety is a good thing. A varied diet is beneficial. You know, you're getting different vitamins, different minerals from different food groups. It's the same thing with your training. You're getting different benefits, different payoffs from doing the different types of training that we're going to be talking about. So it's definitely important. A varied training diet, if you will, is beneficial for you. Again, no matter where you are on the spectrum of runners, whether you've been running for a week, whether you've been running for a decade, whether you've been running for a lifetime, and whatever type of distances you run and race, variety is important, and it's going to be good for you, for your health, for your performance, for everything. So without any further ado, the four main types, and you know, please don't come at me and tell me that I could break these down even more, because I know I can, okay? I know that there's more than just four. These are the four maybe umbrellas, but within each umbrella, you can break them down even farther and create even more you know, subsections, and then each one of those would have a purpose to it as well. So I understand that, but you know, this is a quick tip, not a novel episode. So I'm going to do the four quickly, and then we'll kind of wrap things up. But if you have, you know, further questions on these or would like more clarification, please let me know, and I'm happy to address that with you. But I just wanted to put out there that I recognize that each of these could be broken down much more, you know, much more narrow scope than what we're dealing with today. So just as an overview of the four types of workouts, and those four types that we're going to cover are kind of speed work or intervals, a tempo or a threshold type of run, the long run, and the easy run. So those are the four categories that we're working with today. So why do a speed workout? Why do sprint intervals? For a number of reasons. Again, they definitely has their purpose. So going hard and going fast, I believe it benefits everyone. Again, it doesn't matter how long you've been running or what distances you race. If you're a 100-miler racer, 100-mile race runner, ultra marathoner, whatever I'm trying to say there, you can get benefits from doing speed work. Now, maybe you're not going to do quarter mile repeats. Maybe you're going to do, maybe your quote unquote speed work is going to be mile repeats or 2 mile repeats, something like that. But there's going to be benefits that you can get from running hard and then recovering, and running hard and recovering. And if you're a run walker, where maybe you do a 60-second run followed by a 90-second walk interval to recover, you're going to see benefits from doing speed work. Or maybe you do 10 seconds hard or 20 seconds hard or whatever it is, 30 seconds hard followed by 2-minute walk to recover. But again, regardless of where you're on the spectrum, speed work is important. Why? Because it really is one of the best ways to improve your form. When you're running at a conversational pace, when you're running less than, you know, near maximal intensity, it's a lot easier to kind of let your form slip, let your, you know, I don't want to say get sloppy, but when we run hard, our natural form comes out. It's something you don't have to think about. It's just the way it happens. When you're really putting the pedal down, your body is going to do what it's designed to do, and the best way for it to do it. So doing it speed work, hard speed work interval sessions is going to help improve your form, because it's going to get your body accustomed to that good form. And once you've adopted that good form, then you can slow it down a little bit and you'll still maintain reasonably good form. So it's great for improving your form. It's great for strengthening your bones and your muscles and your tendons, because it's high impact. So that's a bone strengthening exercise. You're straining and stretching your muscles and your tendons. So those are going to get stronger just out of the course of how biology works. You're breaking those tendons down at the microscopic level. You're creating micro tears in the muscles and the tendons. And then the recovery process, that's how those muscles and tendons get stronger. So you're getting stronger, you're getting in your muscles and tendons, you're getting stronger in your bones. And hello, it's also going to help you get faster. You know, when you're really pushing the pace for a quarter of a mile or for 1 minute or whatever, 1 mile repeat or 1K repeat, whatever it might be, when you're pushing the limit with your pace, the result's going to be you're going to get faster. All right, now it's not going to be like that. It's going to take a little while. You're going to be consistent with your speed work over time. But if you do speed work regularly, you're going to get faster. And even if getting faster isn't your goal, it's still beneficial for all the other reasons I mentioned. So it should be part of what you're doing. And now I get to hit pause because Addison's crying and I get to go be dad for a minute. So I will be back momentarily. And just like that, we are back. Thanks to the wonders of technology, it's been like 17 hours, 15 hours. And to you, it's been, what, 2 seconds. So here we go. Just finished up speed work and the importance that, speed work and, interval training has for you. What the purpose is. What's the purpose? What the purpose is of doing a speed work or an interval workout. So now shifting gears to the tempo run. Tempo run / threshold pace run. You can call it a couple different things. But basically what a tempo run is when you're going really kind of toeing the line. You're not going quite all out, but you're probably in that 80%, 85% of max effort. You're right up to the red line. It's difficult. It's uncomfortable. It's hard. If you're asking me, probably the hardest, most difficult type of workout to get right, because it's real easy to either go a little bit too hard and crash and burn, or it's also really easy, and the thing that I struggle with, of not pushing it quite hard enough to where you're not really getting the maximal benefits. But what are the benefits? What is the purpose of doing a regular tempo or threshold pace type of run? Well, one thing, because it is a hard workout, it is a high intensity workout, it does blur the line a little bit with your speed work. So it does, just like the speed work, helps to strengthen your bones, strengthen your muscles, strengthen your tendons, everything that you know, helps you to run. The tempo runs do that as well. Not quite to the same level, but they also do it. But where the tempo run really gets its benefit from, where it really, you know, its purpose that what it does that nothing else does, is it really helps with that high intensity effort but for a long time. So again, this isn't an all out sprint. It's all isn't, you know, maximal effort, but it's that submaximal effort. It's race pace. So, you know, when it comes to race day, when you're trying to push at the end, if you've been doing your tempo runs hard, you've got that mental drive, that ability to withstand and keep pushing that you can develop during your tempo runs. And on a physiological level, how that manifests itself is that when you're running hard, lactic acid is building up in your body. But unlike what a lot of people think, and if you remember back, if you've been around for a while, you remember back to the quick tip episode I did on the actual truth about lactic acid and how it affects you. We clear it out pretty quickly, okay? And you clear out lactic acid while you're running. And so what tempo runs help your body to do, if you're doing them correctly, if you're really on that fine line of not going too fast and not going too slow, it helps your body to become more efficient at clearing lactic acid, which means that you can keep going before you have to stop, before your muscles get so fatigued that they don't work as well. Because remember, lactic acid causes muscle failure, not soreness. All that achy, painy that you get after a race, nothing to do with lactic acid. Lactic acid causes your muscles to stop working. When it builds up, your muscles can't fire anymore. You can't keep running at a high intensity. So by running tempo runs, threshold pace runs, your body becomes more efficient at burning up that lactic acid, at preventing it from build up too quickly. And you're able to keep going. So a huge physiological benefit. It takes time. You know, it's not something that happens quickly. This happens over runs and runs and miles to get there. But that's what the tempo / threshold pace runs do. So look, you know, very important. And you want to do the sprint workouts, the tempo runs too often. Maybe once a week for each of them. And depending on how many times you run it, maybe just once a week for one of the two. But they definitely need to be a regular part of your routine because of the form benefits, the physiological benefits, the strengthening benefits. They are very, very important to every runner. Doesn't matter what kind of distances you're running. So the next topic or the next type of run that I wanted to address as we're moving through is the long run. Pretty straightforward. Go out, run for a long time. Call it a day. You can measure your long runs by miles. You can measure your long runs by time. Doesn't matter. The idea is that you're going out, you're running, and for the most part, you're running them at a fairly relaxed pace. Now, again, like I mentioned before, there are variables or variations of these different types of runs that you can get into, and you can get into some long runs that incorporate a workout segment with the long, slow distance, the LSD type of run, which I know some people talk about and really enjoy. So we're just talking about just the slow runs today, the long, slow distance runs today. If you mix and match and add a little bit of workout to them, you know, you're getting some other workouts and you're still some benefits of the speed or the tempo type of things. But today we're talking just about the long run. So what are the benefits of a long run? Well, the big benefit is cardio improvements, cardio efficiency. So, you know, whether you want to talk VO2 max and get technical there, whether you just want to talk about the strength of your heart and your heart beating, which factors into VO2 max. But by running for a long period of time at an very easy pace, or at least a moderately easy pace, not getting into to moderate pace, but easy, you know, the middle of easy, whatever that would, you know, try not to get too technical here, but kind of, you know, there's very, very easy, and there's kind of, you know, grades of easy till you get into moderate. So somewhere in that moderate, easy pace, you get more efficient with delivering oxygen to your body. So you create new blood vessels, create new capillaries, which helps obviously transport the blood, get the oxygen to your muscles. It strengthens your heart. It helps build the mental strength and mental endurance that you need for a long race. I know that for me, it's a confidence booster. If I can run a 20-mile long run, a 22-mile long run, it helps me get ready for marathon day. And I also know that if I can do a 14 or 15-mile long run, that really helps me on half marathon day because I've gone past the distance. Now, on race day, I'm going to be running it harder, but I know that I can push. I know that I've done it. So there's a lot of mental benefits. Even for somebody like me who struggles on the mental side, the long run does help me mentally. So it helps physiologically with your heart, with your circulatory system, and it also helps with that mental piece, that focus, that confidence that you can go for 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, whatever the case might be, depending on obviously what you're training for. So again, it doesn't matter what your race distance is, just like the speed work and the tempo work helps for, you know, whether you're running short or long, same thing here. If you're specifically or pretty much primarily just running 5Ks, maybe a 10K once in a while, it still is going to benefit you to have a fairly regular long run. Go out for, you know, if your typical runs are 2 or 3 miles, you're kind of still fairly new to the sport or just 20, 30 minutes. That's fine. Every once in a while, once every week, once every 2 weeks, go out for, you know, if you're normally running for 2 miles or for 30 minutes or whatever it might be, doing your run walk for 30 minutes, which is great. Extend that out to 60 minutes once in a while. It might sound crazy, but I'm telling you, it's going to pay off. And then the last type of run that, I think is the most important type. I think that for myself and my clients, I think my clients sometimes get sick of me talking about the easy runs, but they are very important. An easy 2 or 3 miles or 4 miles, whatever the case might be. Those are the days when if you are really focused on keeping your pace easy, the purpose of those easy runs is to rebuild and solidify and form your base of fitness. Okay, they're not sexy. They're not fun. They're not the kind of runs that you see people take a picture of their Garmin and post it on Instagram because it's like, oh, you know, you ran at 8 minute pace, 9 minute pace, 10 minute pace, 11 minute pace, whatever easy pace is for 3 miles. Like, okay, it doesn't look good. It's not like, oh, check out this 6x800 meter repeats that I did, or check out this killer tempo run. It's not fun, not sexy, the easy run, but it builds the base. It gives you that solid foundation to your fitness that allows you to make progress. You know, think about it when your house got built. Even if you're not a contractor, you didn't build your house. You know, I hope most of us know enough that when they build your house, they take some time to really set the foundation, to really compact the sand and the dirt and the whatever is underneath your house. Before they pour the slab, before they start framing the house, they make sure that the foundation, that the base is very, very strong. Because if not, as you build on it, it's going to collapse. You know, if you're biblical, if you're in the Christian circles, you know, the wise man built his house upon the rocks and not upon the sand. All right. It's the same principle. If you don't have that firm foundation, it's not going to stand up. And it's the same thing with your running fitness, your running health. If you don't take the time and the effort to consistently build and repair and strengthen your base of fitness, eventually you're going to collapse. You're going to have an injury. You're going to stop seeing progress. You're going to plateau. You're not going to be able to go any farther. Okay. So, you know, you can want to do all the speed work, all the tempo runs, all the long runs you want, and they're important. They have a purpose. But if you're not doing the majority of your runs at an easy pace, all right, you've heard me talk about 80-20 running before. I'm a big believer in it, which means about 80% of your time training should be at an easy pace. So that includes your warm up and your cool down before your harder workouts and things like that. If you're doing your long runs all easy, that includes those as well. But you really need to make sure you're getting in a couple 2-3 times a week where you're doing just, you know, 2-5 miles, easy, casual. No big deal. It builds your base. It allows you to continue to progress. And you know, there is a little bit of cardio fitness as well. It helps with the heart rate and the capillaries and things like that, that also kind of tie in with the long runs, all right, the purpose that we just mentioned there. But specifically, these runs just help you to improve your muscle memory. These easy runs help working with muscle memory without wear and tear, without beating you up like a speed workout does. So these are important, and I think they get overlooked. I know I used to overlook them. I don't anymore, but I know I used to. So if you're you know, thinking about, you know, it's just an easy day to day, it's no big deal, I'll blow that one off, or you know what, I don't really want to run so fast. I need to get this thing done with. Don't do that. Cut your miles back a little bit. If you only have 20 minutes and you're supposed to do 3 miles, don't push it to get your 3 miles in 20 minutes. Dial it back, get 2.5 miles, whatever that works out to be for you, whatever your pace would allow. Keep them easy and you're going to get the benefit. So that's kind of a long, quick tip today. I think, I apologize for that, but it's an important one. And so, you know, I just want to leave you with this thought. When you're going out for your next run, whatever it might be, whether it's a long weekend run, whether you listen to this on a Monday evening, you got a speed workout tomorrow morning, whatever it is, think about what the purpose is of your run before you do it. Because if you know that purpose, I think I hope I said this at the start, but seeing that I recorded the start of this episode a half a day ago, I may have forgotten to mention it. But if you know what you're trying to do, you have a better chance of doing it. So if you know you're supposed to run easy today because it builds your base, you're going to have the discipline to keep your pace easy. If you know that you're supposed to do a tempo run today so that you can help improve your efficiency at clearing out lactic acid and building some strength in your bones and your muscles, you're going to push it. You're going to try to maintain that high level of intensity that's uncomfortable and not fun, but that provides the benefits of a tempo run. So think about your runs before you start. Think about what the purpose is. You don't have to spend hours. I'm talking a minute, 2 minutes. What is the purpose of the run today? All right, what are the benefits? What do I need to do to achieve that? And then go out and execute. Sounds simple, but it's not. But at least knowing the purpose of your run kind of hopefully puts you in the right direction to make that happen. So that's it for today. Long, quick tip. I apologize. Hope you enjoyed it. Let me know at DizRuns on the Twitter, DizRuns at email. Come on, Diz. DizRuns@gmail.com on the email. And the show notes for this episode, you can find it at DizRuns.com/, I don't even know, what is this, 439. DizRuns.com/439. I don't have my notes in front of me. Going crazy. That's it for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Have a great rest of the day. And if you need some help with something, if you're working through a little struggle, don't forget, we can set up a consultation call. It can be worth its weight in gold. You know, no long-term commitments or anything like that, but just help to work through whatever little issue you're dealing with. DizRuns.com/consultation. Get it scheduled and let me know how I can help you. So until next time, take care of yourselves and we'll talk soon. See you.